Good evening, this is your girl Tasha. So this is a video blog about my transition through what feels to be a miscarriage for the fourth time. A lot of different emotions, a lot of different uncertainties. I quietly go through the bathroom, wondering if each wipe or stroke is the last time that I have hope to have a baby that I don't know. Smiling in folks' face like everything is fine, but tiptoeing to the bathroom. That gruesome, gruesome experience that I've encountered many times. When the drips of the blood are signs of the ending. The possibility of a life slipping away from my womb, drip by drip, as Mother Nature tries to creep in and wipe out what's a possibility. I try to envision this as something normal. I binge Google, swinging between trusting God or not. Countless ups and downs. Yet I'm scared. Yet I'm relieved. Yet I'm numb. Yet I'm quiet. Yes, the soul screams, not knowing if one day I get to cuddle this miracle and call him or her a name. With the Jones name, to paint the journey, to let him know the odds are stacked against us, but God came through once again. I'm not so sure if that's what the journey will be, but boy, is it difficult to not know minute by minute, step by step, if the life that's in me is oozing out little by little as we slide into March 2020, which echoes the countless other miscarriages that played out 2 years ago. At 47, what does this mean? Soon to be 48 if God see fit, in 22 more days. I am tired of Googling. I want to see God's face, but I'm too weak to even turn the pages. Google is all over the place. Yahoo's all over the place. My soul and spirit is all over the place. I want to be able to hold, laugh with, cuddle, caress my little baby. At times I can smell the scent of the warmth of the heart of a miracle. And at times I don't know if I'm to bury what was supposed to be. Holding all this in, nobody seems to understand. How do you share such event in a world so cruel and judgmental of a woman 47 even attempting to go this journey? I sleep, I wake up, I sleep, I wake up, hoping and wishing this nightmare is over. Very tiptoeing to the bathroom, hoping that the Lord dried up all the moisture encounter that lends itself spot by spot, step by step, to a soul lost that hasn't even got started. Yet I'm to rise up, go to work, listen to the disparities and losses of other clients. I don't have it in me to do, but the emails keep coming. Expectations is growing insurmountable. I'm to type as fast as they weep, but I'm weeping inside of my own stuff. It's not fair. But unfairness is my journey. Inequality is my first name. Why, oh why, must I go through this again? Unplanned, unexpected. I don't know. I don't know. It's cruel. It hurts. It's impossible to say for the fourth time this is happening. Lord, I'm asking that this be turned around, but I'm not so sure if it sure will. Holding on to my emotions while trying to maintain my husband's and that of my children, who's utterly excited, but keeping it in through the best of the best friends, because they would say, "Child, what are you thinking of? You're an old woman. What were you asking for? Don't you know this, that, the other? What am I to do? Rip from right to left, left to right. I'm tired of living in doubt, shame, and guilt for something that's supposed to be so divine. It impacts every day of my life. I'm in bed for hours, not wanting to eat a thing. But yet I smile before the people and let them know they can make it. But I can't eat the words that I give out so freely to others. Please pray my strength that I get through according to the bigger will and purpose. Even though I don't want to listen and think that far out. But for the moment, the blog doesn't talk back. So I can process the tapes in my head that keeps me worried. God did not give me the spirit of fear. But I think I'm doing a good job of giving fear to myself. I am free, but don't feel so. I'm a believer, but then sometimes I'm not so sure. I want to get drunk to make it all go away, but the taste of alcohol hurts my stomach. That's not the way out. So I come to my video blog to share out loud the swinging of the emotions from doubt to victory. I pray that victory wins, and I'll be back to say the outcome. Lift me up as I tear my thoughts down, knowing better, but my body just won't do better. I'll see you in a minute, and only God knows the outcome. But I hope I don't die in the storm, because it's knee-deep. 1 week is knee-deep. The next minute is to my throat, and I have no life jacket. At least I feel I don't. Who can understand this confused young lady, so full of creativity, so full of hope, so full of injecting others with bounce back, and the helium to my ball is flat. Help me, O Lord, hear my cry. If I can have one wish, I will wish not to have to be scared to do the natural thing of going to the restroom, hoping that you have not slipped away from my body, and then forced to go to work and pretend like everything is okay. I'm not well, but I tell people I am. Besides, when I tell them I'm not, they're not in position to handle or fix anything. It's a journey I must go alone. A lonely place it is. A lonely place it is. And the enemy wants to take me to a darker space. I fight like hell because going darker means spiritual death for me. Spiritual death for me is lifeless. I choose to live, despite of it all, even if I'm unsure, even if I never get to see his face, I am going to be okay. My voice and heart doesn't believe it, but I need to put it in the atmosphere. If you're listening to this video and you have encountered multiple miscarriages, not even sure how this all happened, when it's happening, and for the purpose it happened. Hold on to your faith when you don't have no hands. Hold on to the hope that he knows what he's doing, even if you don't know if you believe in him anymore. Don't go back to that dark space. Sit in a posture of clarity. Let him manifest what's to come. And simply put, your brain may not be able to wrap around all of it at the same time, and that's okay. I'll be back, whatever he has me to say, to share. No more hiding. Speak your reality. Do it alone, do it afraid. But no, he has not given up on us, on me, on you, on I, even when we give up on ourselves. It's not the end, but I'll close for now. Me and my insecurities, me and my doubt, me and my Lord have mercy, will end for now, but never will I say goodbye. Today is March 2nd, 2020. This is the day I make the long drive to Kaiser Hospital. I'll find out today if you're slipping away from my body as the Lord see fit. Although I'm confused and not sure why I'm going through this for not the first time, not the second time, not the third time, but even the fourth time. My emotions is up and down. I smile to pretend like things are okay, but down on the inside, I'm hurting. I was looking forward to meeting you, to holding your fingers, to your smile, to wiggling your toes and playing with your feet. Something about feet. I always used to like to play with y'all feet. Listening to jazz music as you go to sleep. Looking forward to breastfeeding you, to cuddling your curly hair, to watching you smile at my goofy little laughs. That all may come to an end in just a matter of moments. As I drive, I'm meeting your daddy there. He's a mess, but he holds it in for the family. I can't console him at this moment because I'm unconsolable myself. And then I have to explain to the employer the why that I can't keep up with reports, the why that I can't keep up with paperwork from the brokenness of the next person's story. It's because my own brokenness is unbearable. I can't seem to take on another person's stories right now. Stories to some, but life experiences to others. I'm drowning in my own reality that I am driving to an appointment to be told that you no longer exist on this side. I don't want to break down, but I have no choice. I've been holding on too long, untrustingly to others because they judge. They say, why would you even try at such an old age? Didn't you know this what might happen? Don't you know better? Those are the judgments of the world. And that's the reality. People will judge at a time where you need the highest prayers because you're not so sure of prayer yourself. Those are the emotions that runs through my head as I hope to not have to wear a sanitary napkin to capture the leftovers of you that comes through my body. Countless people want to know what happened to this bubbly girl that keeps everybody going. Well, she's dying right now, little by little. A part of you is gone. A part of you is gone, and I don't know why. I'm so sad on the inside. Most of the time, I can go from pain to pain to hurt. But this reality hurts so bad. I'm the bestie to many, but nothing to myself right now. People ask if you can confide, but they turn around and dump their own problems. Lord, I need your help. Lord, I need your strength. I don't want to die through this test. I don't want to lay up and wallow in this test. But part of me want to throw in a towel and say, what's the point? Strengthen me so that feeling goes away while allowing me permission to take on whatever you see fit. This thing called life doesn't feel like life at all. It's a battlefield, the constant struggles, the constant trying to understand it all, the constant of trying to support those you love when you can't support yourself. I'll be back to report. I hope and pray still that there's hope, there's a miracle that could take place against all the pessimistic stances of medical teams and people. I want to be the holder of a miracle child. But I'm not so sure if that's what God wants. So to be continued. To you who've been down this journey of a heaven baby or not, you know what I'm talking about. You can relate. You can relate to getting up, putting on your face, putting on your hair, telling you to get dressed from the waist down, only to be reminded of what's no more. And you say, what's the point? I say to you, own up to where you feel, your feelings, because they real. Can't nobody take that. The pain, can't nobody take that. But God can. Even when you don't know why. I'll be back with y'all in a minute. Hey, excuse me. Hey, y'all. This is Tasha, your girl from Talk to Tasha, which promotes self-care, self-relaxation, and just living uncomplicated. And this year, every spring, my husband and I, we attempt to get people together to unplug from all the noise of life, just to simply have a great time, not necessarily spending a whole lot of money, just getting like-minded people in one room, having a good time, listening to good music, eating good food, bringing out the board games, dominoes, spades. It's a kid-friendly event. This year, we're going to host it in our backyard, side of the yard, wherever we can fit. Just make sure that you are stepping into this experience where we are not thinking about anything. So we are taking our worries, our stressors, our ups and downs, and we are saying just for this moment on April 4th, 2020, the very birthday of his grandma, his birthday, and my mom's birthday. And we're all Aries. I'm a March Aries. But we try to get this experience out to many people as we can that can just come out and take a load off. So I'm extending this invitation. Normally we rent halls and venues, but this year we're feeling led to just get back to the backyard boogie. Bring your board games out. Bring your teenagers. Bring your young people. We will give you more information about the location, but we want to extend this invitation for those of you who can simply say you're just tired. You're tired of doing all the busy games, running around on your days off with shopping lists and all the other demands that pull at you. So today it's going to be simply about doing absolutely nothing, but just honoring the space that you want to be in. We're going to take it back to the old days where people got together, talk smack and relax, and create some legacy memories for our young people. There's quite a few of us that are going through some attacks right now, but giving up is not an option. There's been countless days I wanted to lay up. I really, really wanted to lay up and just give up. But what I did is I went into a nap and I asked the Lord to give me peace about the situation. And, you know, right now I'm up. I am speaking to you guys through this podcast, and my hope is that you catch the bug, you catch the virus. And if you're not in our local California area, look at how you can bring and bridge gaps between other people who may not necessarily be related to you. Just get a couple of folks and say, hey, let's kick it. Don't get into this running to the Dollar Tree, getting fancy decorations, getting fancy over the top expensive food. Just get a potluck cracking, get the music cracking, get a couple of board games, have good old fashioned conversation, reminisce, cha-cha, do whatever it is your body allows you to do. And please do me a big favor. Do not leave out our elders. I have so much fun with elders in our church and outside of our church. If you hang out with them and get some of they lived experience, it's so hilarious. They have contributed so much to our society. And I really, really wish that we take out time for our elders because they need us. They need us to show up. They need us to make them feel valued. They need us to know that they value, that they are valued, and their voice matter. So the next time you encounter an elder, don't just open a door for them. Get into their conversation space. Ask them how they're doing. What was the funniest thing that happened to them this day? What is the most thing on their list that you can probably help them knock out? Because let's be honest, it's taken some of us countless trips to the car and back to the house just to bring groceries in. So, you know, our elders, they kind of need a little bit more support. That's some of those that are, you know, medically challenged. Now, we do have a lot of elders that's more healthier than us young folks. And so it's my hope that you bring an elder out, let them know they matter. If their birthday is in April or May, no, April or March, and they are Aries. I'm not a big fan of zodiac signs, but it's kind of like a fun gesture just to honor those in the spring. Let them know they matter. Let them play their song on a playlist. And let's have a good time. Now, our backyard has been under a big, ginormous mess with the windstorm. So some of you guys have seen our backyard when it was at its very, very peak. It was all slayed out decoratively. But that is no more. The wind took over and it dropped it all away to tiny particle pieces. So we're not going to rush to get it all back pretty for you guys, honey. We're going to work with what we got, slide some little bricks and tables and chairs around. And baby, we're going to do our thing. And so if that's you, you want to come and kick it with some real people, have a real good time. And, you know, bring your kids. We want kids to see and experience the love of adult people having a good time. They might mess around and learn how to play cards, dominoes, Connect Four, whatever else. But hands down, there will be some music. There will be some food. Bring your favorite dish. Bring your bring your favorite dessert. But that day, we're going to honor the space in which we have, because things in life changes by the minute. Things happen that we don't know anything about why it's happening. But in my spirit, the things that I'm going through, there's something supernaturally that is about to take me over. And I think by now, to be honest, I'm super, super ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever life has to deal with me. And I'm not going to die in the storm. You're not going to die in the storm. It feels heavy. We got people in ICUs and different places they're dealing with. And if we don't lock arms to pray for one another and lift each other up, we're going to feel isolated. And that's the work we do. We get people that's living overextended lives to take a chill pill, to take a whole break. Now, some of y'all don't need no pills because you got pill addiction. So we ain't going to take no chill pill with you. Just take a whole break. And so mark your calendars for April 4th, 2020, if you want to slide into an experience to have a good time. Be 15 and 20 again. Dress however you want to dress, but respect the fact that people got husbands around here. So don't come in here with booty shorts with your butt hanging all out, because you're not going to be invited. We just don't do those type of things. So we have a good, clean time, and we enjoy ourselves. So I hope you guys come out leaving all your worries and burdens behind. Understanding that you and I both together don't have control over what's happening to us, but we do have control and ability to respond to those things. And I will be expressing our journey of what's going on. And some people might say, how in the world can you keep going? But going on is not something I get to pick and choose. Because when you look at the things our grandparents have gone through and how they cried their way through jobs and different things, that's my power source. That's my strength. If they can do it, surely I can do it. Will it hurt? Yes, it will. But will it take me out? No, it will not. So hold on to that one experience or two experiences that keeps you going when you don't feel like it. And bring yourself on down to our crib on April 4th, 2020. I will be announcing the time. Be prepared to bring your favorite dish. I will be working on getting a taco truck down here so you can slay on tacos and tequilas. I don't know nothing about making tequilas, but for some of you guys that's in that life, make sure you bring your blenders. Any event we have the community participate in bringing the stuff that they can bring so the bill doesn't fall on one or two people. And that's just community. So I'll see y'all on April 4th, 2020. If you got to work, start calling off now because you need self-care like never before. And when you restore yourself, you shows up much more better and productive at your job. So I'll see you guys soon. In the meantime, in between time, honor where you at. You're not feeling well, you're just not feeling well. You feel like snapping the bra off and say the heck with it, that's what you do. But don't be out here setting demands on your life that does not honor where you want to be based on the next person's demands looking a little bit different than yours. So holler at your girl, follow the podcast, share this with a friend, homie tell a friend, April 4th is going down, period. You're sliding up into a situation that's going to honor your sense of childhood fun and peace back when we didn't have all these bills and demands and the ugly things of bills that nobody liked. Get yourself ready. April 4th will be here before you know it. I don't know when Easter is, but hopefully it's not the same weekend. April 4th, get down here to the Joneses. We're going to have an amazing time. And remember, bring your teenagers, your youngsters, so they can have fun. I'll see y'all for real. And in the meantime, nothing gets better in our life until we show up and be better for ourselves. Until next time, be great. I will see you at the top of your thinking process. And no weapon formed against you and I will prosper. If you lay up and allow that to happen, that's totally a choice that you have made. But on the most part, you are not what happened to you. You're not what's going on. You're not what people may call you. You are the royal queen of God. And if that right there doesn't resonate with you, I need you to repeat that until your spirit catches on. I love you for real. I'll see you on April 4th. Good night.